of the damage.
It's a tale of two crops for West Central Minnesota. Winfield United agronomist Mark Gladdy says cornfields were very dry in early June.
We would have a corn plant that was 8 inches tall next to a corn plant that was 2 inches tall next to a kernel of corn sitting at 2 inches deep, good planting depth, just sitting in biscuit bone dry soils, and just couldn't have enough moisture to germinate. And since then, in the last month of June, we've received more rain than what we need. It is very wet now in the majority of my territory, a lot of standing water, a lot of struggles for growers to get in the field to do the spray. Not only soybeans, but probably the most neglected acre as far as the post-emerge spray in soybeans. It's been really hard to get done.
Gladdy says there are many corn acres that haven't been sprayed post-emergence. He's been taking a lot of calls on drop nozzling herbicide on the corn.
Which is always a concern, because for drop nozzling, that means it's wet, and we know it's late, and the corn's getting tall, and we start getting up against the cutoff stages of when herbicides can be applied or where potential damage is always a possibility with drop nozzles. And it's always something we got to weigh the odds or weigh the options as far as how bad do I need the weed control versus what potential crop response can I tolerate.
The university